Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with Community Comment. Couple back in terms of our time together on these community comments, I'd been talking about different things you can do during times to shelter in place or to protect yourselves. And I'm continuing that. And I know, again, that it sounds a little strange to some folks to even talk about some of this. This is the time when we don't have that. We worry more in our listening audience probably about water this time of year. But there are supply chain issues. There are food costs going up. There can be minor things that happen. And with all of these different things, you know, we had the pandemic and its supply chain, and some of that seems to be there. You look at the news and they say, oh my gosh, there's going to be more. I almost said the wrong word there. And so, you know, it's just sort of a good idea. Prudent, as you used to hear more often than now. Look about having some extra things. And what a lot of people do for that, oh, I'll buy some canned food, or I'll just buy some canned food. And that's not a bad idea. Canned food and box food is actually a good idea to have on hand. We do some of the same. But if you're doing that, this may seem like a small thing, but it can actually matter. Not so much your canned goods, but some of your others. There's expiration dates, right? A lot of them are good, way, way past those expiration dates. But if you buy things that you already like, that your household consumes anyway, you can move some stock forward. A lot of people do this just naturally. That's a great thing. And it seems like a really small thing, but you don't want your stuff going bad when the likelihood is there's not going to be a problem. You're doing this just in case. That's the reason you're doing it, is to take care of your family, protect, make sure you have the things that are needed. So, you know, buy things that you already use. Buy those things, canned food or the dried goods, some of the different things that you have. It doesn't have to be survival foods. Things that work. So if you have those, you take some of them out of the so-called emergency supplies, for lack of a better word. And then when you do your replacements, it goes in. So what you've done is you've established sort of a rotation. And if you're doing that, you increase the likelihood that your food won't spoil. And it's just a logical way to do it, because it's a real shame to buy anything at the cost of things today and end up having to throw it out. So be smart. Use your head, protect your family. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.